The instant messages between a page and former Congressman Mark Foley are all over the internet these days. But commentator Amy Alexander wonders how the young page's mom missed the online doings of her son.
Buried amid the transcripted email exchange that former Florida Congressman Mark Foley allegedly carried out with an underage House page is a bit of dialogue that is every bit as chilling as their lurid sex talk. It concerns the teen's mother, who apparently was at home in another room, as the unnamed teen carried on a sexually explicit instant message conversation with Congressman Foley. We don't know the identity of the teen or of his mother, and it is unclear if she has yet read the shocking instant message exchange between her son and the disgraced congressman. What's as clear as day, though, is a sad, stark realization that some of our kids not only take advantage of their parents' relative technological ignorance, but also that they see sporting good fun in outwitting us. Between the lines of Foley's come on is a frightening evidence that Foley willingly exploited the gap between his young praise internet facility and the ignorance of the page's parents. It is enough to make a mother unplug her children's desktop computers, cancel their cell phone accounts, delete forever their MySpace and Facebook profiles. At the same time, we know that this mom versus the machine approach isn't the answer. Yet, for me and other moms who struggle to balance our children's growing tech savvy with our own ambivalence, this scandal is merely the latest vivid example of a paradoxical dynamic that keeps us up nights. Even as we know our children will have to master this new technology for their future survival, we scramble to keep up. For us, it is a whiplash ride from optimistic tech cheerleader to vigilant cyber cop. Last year, a New York Times reporter, Kurt Eichenwald, detailed a jaw-dropping story of a 13-year-old boy who used a webcam to set up an online pornography business from his bedroom. And in the past decade, we've all read too many stories about young girls being lured to hotel rooms after engaging in sexually explicit conversations with adult men on the internet. And now, the internet-enabled nature of the Foley revelations brings our low-simmering mom versus the machine anxieties to a full boil. For example, the unnamed teen in the widely circulated Foley emails expressed bemused resentment at his mother's lack of internet facility. At one point, according to the transcripts posted on abcnews.com, the boy typed the peculiar internet shorthand BRB to indicate a sudden need to step away from his computer. BRB, he wrote, my mom is yelling. The congressman answers, okay. When the teen returns a few moments later, writing simply, back, Foley replies, cool, hope she didn't see anything. The teen assures him that she hadn't and adds, she's computer dumb, though. It makes me mad. Foley laughs, then asks why. The teen writes, 'cause she can't do anything. She couldn't figure out how to download a file from an email and open it. Foley then typed, ha ha. And the teen adds, and she only does it like a million times a day. Then, in a turn of phrase that is quintessential teen speak, the page ended with, oh well, whatever. Whatever indeed. We may never learn the identity of the teen who carried out that exchange with Foley. But I'm guessing that after this, his mother and other moms who have read those transcripts will be taking a closer look at their children's internet use.
Amy Alexander is an author and media critic living in Silver Spring, Maryland.